aspiring astronaut, 16-year-old Alyssa Carson. And she is, if things go according to her plan, on her way to Mars. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
How did you get involved in this?
So around the age of 3 years old, I first got interested in the idea of space, the idea of Mars, and the idea of becoming an astronaut. And that's because I was watching one of the little cartoon shows as a little three-year-old, The Backyardigans. And the characters go on little imaginary adventures every episode. And after watching them, I just wanted to be just like them and going on a trip to Mars. And so that's where it all started.
That's an amazing start at 3 years old. Do you recall that moment of epiphany?
I don't recall it like exactly, but we actually do have posters from that episode of the TV show that says Mission to Mars on them.
So you've been training for a few years. This isn't, and I see the uniform. You look like an astronaut. You certainly look the part, but when did the training begin?
So I first started going to a space camp around 7 years old, and that's in Huntsville, Alabama. And I've been going to that space camp ever since. I've been about 18 times now and still going. But actually last October is when I got into some real astronaut training, and that's with a program called Possum Academy. And so they deal with training in the upper atmosphere.
How many people are involved in the Possum Academy?
So Possum Academy, my group was around nine people.
Nine people. So this is a select group that we're talking about. Alyssa's father, by the way, is Bert Carson, who owns Pelican Broadcasting. And Alyssa's been training with NASA and the Possum Academy to become, she hopes, the youngest person ever in space. And in 2033, which is all of 16 years away, you want to be on the mission to colonize Mars.
Correct. So it would be exciting to go on like a quick trip to space to be like the youngest person, but the main goal is that trip to Mars in 2033.
What do you know about Mars?
So I know lots of just crazy information about Mars, but basically Mars is the next planet that we can go to and visit and start exploring, getting research from, because we can't go the other way. Venus is too hot, and Mars is the next closest planet to us, so it's just that next step of exploring further into space.
Is the process daunting at all, or in any way intimidating to think about what would be involved in going to Mars?
Well, going to Mars is a huge step. There's a lot of stuff that has to be done, from building the rocket to actually getting there, and just getting there takes a long time, is a long process. But overall, like for me, it's not really scary because it's something that I'm interested in, and I think, you know, we're in good hands in building the rocket, and the rocket's already underway and already started being built. So from now, it's just finishing up testing and then going ahead and launching that mission in 2033.
Now, you've witnessed a few space shuttles, right?
I have. Three.
Three. Do you recall them?
I do. We, me and my dad went to go see the three space shuttle launches, and then we saw it from like three different locations. So once my first one was at the Kennedy Space Center. The next one I did out on a boat in the Banana River, and then I also witnessed one from the Causeway, which is like the closest you can get. So yeah, I remember all three experiences.
And you've been to Space Camp seven times, Space Academy three times, Robotics Academy once, and multiple Sally Ride camps. So you're traveling all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of go to any kind of program that seems interesting or could help, because right now what I'm doing is building a resume for when I apply to become an astronaut to become unique, so I stand out and have a higher chance of being selected to become an astronaut. So going to different programs around the world and gaining this experience early and now allows me to build a stronger resume. So like I said, it's easier when I apply to actually be an astronaut and do what I want to do and kind of fulfill my dream of becoming an astronaut.
Well, this is something that not just anybody does, and I would imagine the time involved, the money, it's a major venture for your family. Do you have support from everybody in your circle that enables you to do all this kind of stuff?
Oh, definitely. I mean, ever since I was super young, I mean, my entire family always supported me and told me that if this is what I wanted to do, then go for it. And then I was also always finding any way to go to, like, the different space camps. So as a little girl, I'd be writing essays, trying to get scholarships to all the different space camps. You know, I never asked for anything. Everything was always going towards space camp. So really, I've just really been focused on kind of fulfilling this goal and doing whatever I can, and my family has done the same.
Where do you go to school, Alyssa?
The Baton Rouge International School.
Very good. Alyssa Carson is the name. She's all of 16 years old, and since the age of 3, she's been pursuing a career as an astronaut. What makes a good astronaut?
You have to be very quick with problems, because when you're in space, everything's very dangerous. You have to know how to do everything. You have to know how to work well with other crewmates, and also be used to being in the same environment, like a small environment with the same people for a long amount of time.
I would imagine that you have to be good in science.
Oh, definitely. I mean, astronaut is definitely a kind of STEM career, a lot of science, a lot of math. But yeah, definitely science is the big one.
What's your next project?
So the next thing I'm going on is going to be this October, and I will be going to Ottawa, Canada, doing a microgravity mission. So basically what that means is I'll be up in an airplane, and we go up and down and up and down. And doing that, you can actually like have about 4 pressures, so like 4 times your body weight sitting on top of you, so you get 4 G's going up. And as you come down, you can actually get about 20 to 30 seconds of microgravity, so almost floating.
Jim in Denham Springs. Good morning, Jim. You're on Talk Louisiana with Alyssa Carson.
Hi, Alyssa. I just wanted to let you know that all the parents and kids at school are incredibly proud of you. And we just wish you all the best in your future journeys. And go Falcons.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jim. What grade are you in?
I am a junior, so 11th.
11th grade. College plans?
So right now, the main college I would like to get in for my undergrad is actually Cambridge over in the UK, because I get a IB, or International Baccalaureate degree, from my high school, so it helps with colleges overseas.
That would be quite an adventure, too, to go abroad to study. And how do you get to Cambridge?
Well, I mean, with Cambridge, it's super hard getting into, and so with that, I would just really be doing anything I can these next few years of high school, building that up to go there, to actually get an undergrad in, like, kind of a biology, science, to eventually study astrobiology.
These big dreams you have, some people, I'm sure, say, this is impossible. You got to live in the real world. How do you respond?
Well, I would really say that the mission to Mars right now is the real world. That's what we're going on to. I mean, the rocket that's going to get us there is already being built. They're starting testing soon. They're going to have a test launch soon. So this is really the next step. This is actually where we're going, and going to space and going to Mars and exploring further is kind of what we're actually going to end up doing.
Well, you were selected, I think, as one of 7 for the latest project you're in, is 7 ambassador representing Mars One to establish a human colony on Mars in 2025. How was that process?
Right, so Mars One is actually a separate company over in the Netherlands, and so their project was going to Mars and colonizing Mars. So it's actually really cool being selected as an ambassador, just because me being so young and the rest of their ambassadors being pretty old. But yeah, Mars One, their goal is really colonizing Mars, and so that's a separate program, because there's like NASA working on their mission to Mars, and so Mars One is like another entity over in the Netherlands.
And in 2013, when you were all of 12, NASA invited you to be on the MER panel in Washington to discuss future missions to Mars. How many were on that panel?
It was 3 PhDs, an astronaut, and myself.
And you. 3 PhDs, an astronaut, and Alyssa Carson, who was all of 12 at the time. Well, you're well on your way, and thanks for spending time with us. And as I stated, she looks the part. We'll be posting her photograph at the Talk Louisiana website on WRKF.